Mrs. Lynn tells me that you managed to wreak havoc during your one night at the Barrys, Anne.
I've apologized and been forgiven, Marilla. Diana said that Miss Barry has decided to stay for the sake of getting better acquainted with me.
Better acquainted with you? Did you ever hear such stuff and nonsense, Matthew?
It's true. Miss Barry says I amuse her, and at her time of life, an amusing person is a rarity.
Well, now, there's something in that.
Miss Barry is a kindred spirit after all. You don't find it right out at first, as in Matthew's case, but after a while you come to see that kindred spirits are not so scarce as I used to think. Partings in this world, as Mrs. Lynn says. Wasn't it fortunate, Marilla, that I took an extra handkerchief to school today?
I never thought you were so fond of Mr. Phillips that you'd require two handkerchiefs to dry your tears just because he's giving up teaching.
Oh, it was heartrending. Mr. Phillips made such a beautiful speech beginning, "The time has come for us to part." Still, one can't feel quite in the depths of despair with 2 months' vacation before them, can they, Marilla? And besides, we met the new teacher, Miss Muriel Stacy, coming from the station.
So, the new teacher's arrived already, has she?
She said she was looking forward to getting acquainted with the community before the new term starts. Muriel Stacy. Isn't that a romantic name? Mrs. Lynn says they've never had a female teacher in Avonlea before, and she thinks it's a dangerous innovation.
Well, it's a change for Mr. Phillips, that's certain. We'd better have Miss Stacy up to tea next week to make her feel welcome. But don't say a word to Matthew. He's shy enough. A new female teacher will frighten him to death.
I'll be as secret as the dead. But, oh, Marilla, will you let me make a cake for the occasion?
You can make a layer cake.
A layer cake? What an inspired suggestion!